We're now joined by head coach Ty Stillwell over at Grundy R5. Lady Panthers and Panthers of Grundy R5, they didn't play last week. They were supposed to, but that ice storm that came rolling in on Friday night had different ideas. That would have been quite the hairy drive from Galt up to Eagleville on Friday, coach. I'd say you made a good decision.
Yeah, it was a great decision made by the administration for both schools to go ahead and reschedule that game.
So you do have a game tonight at your place at Newtown Harris against Mormon Trail out of Iowa. What do you know about them, coach? What's kind of the scouting report for tonight's tilt?
We know they're a pretty balanced team. They don't really have one main scorer. They're going to try to slow us down, I think. So we got to try to make sure we play our game and keep the game fast paced.
Especially since you haven't played in, well, I can figure it out here. It looks like almost 2 weeks because you played on New Year's Eve. You beat Polo. You haven't played since. Does that especially kind of put you into the mindset of let's get our feet moving and press and run a little bit and work some of that rust off a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just we're trying to get back to that pace of play. You know, we're really just worried about what we do tonight, not worrying too much about them. Like you said, it's been 2 weeks since we played, so we just got to go back and reestablish our norms and get going.
So with practice last week, and obviously the weather that came in over the weekend, and you know it postponed a game, so I'm sure you didn't get in the gym on Friday, but what were the things that you felt like were a positive that the girls showed you in your practice sessions Monday through Thursday?
A lot of great energy. You know, that was one of the things we were worried about coming after a break. You know, some teams come back kind of flat after break, and you know, they definitely responded great after their break. They came back with a lot of energy and a lot of intensity.
A lot of times, and you'll see this, Class 1 teams, they'll have two go-to scorers, and maybe they have three players that, you know, they'll score every now and again, but their job is to just be a spot filler, get a couple of rebounds, block out, and you kind of know who the scorers are. Your team for a Class 1 team is completely different in the fact that I'd say in your starting lineup, any one of the five girls are capable of scoring, and I think that's one of the things that makes this Grundy team really dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have four of our five starters that can go out and get us 15 on any given night if you start trying to overplay anybody else. And our fifth starter is just sitting there waiting to get great shots up and look to attack. And, you know, we're very blessed with that ability to have four different people that can go out and get us great points, and other people fill their roles of being a shooter or mainly defensive and come in off the bench with a great intensity.
So you saw what the Lady Panthers have, both, you know, positive and things that you work on the negative side in the month of December. As you move to January, coach, what's next step for the girls? Where can they be better in January and February?
We're still working on being better in man-to-man. You know, regardless, when teams play us man, we've got to be able to run our offense a little bit better and read defenses better. I mean, that's the big thing we've been focused on is reading defenses and handling pressure. And, you know, like we talked about, we have four people that score, so if people try to go man-to-man against us, we got to learn to start taking advantage of that.
So with your team, coach, because most Class 1 girls coaches I talk to, they drop into a zone, and once that shot goes up, they're trying to find somebody, block him out, get that rebound. Your team is quick, and you have athletic ability. We've talked about that. So going to a little bit of man-to-man is something that you've done or you're looking at doing. Is that kind of the philosophy that you have with the group that you have?
Yeah, we started out the year running straight man-to-man only, mainly just to understand man-to-man principles. We know that, you know, we can be a really good zone if we start to understand our man-to-man principles. So it's really nice that our girls can, you know, they can go into a man or into our zone, and because of all the man-to-man principles that we've taught, their zone has become so much better because of it.
I think, you know, we talked about this last week a little bit. We'll go into more detail today, that I think one of the real big key things, and, you know, it's an obvious statement to make, but it's kind of hard to get to the point where you're doing this, but in your loss to Montrose at Holiday Hoops, they made you uncomfortable. In the win that you had over Polo, you made Polo uncomfortable. And if you can dictate pace and who's kind of reacting to what you're doing, I think that's a really big key for your basketball team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Montrose kind of controlled the tempo of the entire game, whereas against Polo, I thought we controlled almost the entire game except for about a two to three-minute window. And that's the thing, is that even when teams try to make us feel uncomfortable, we've got to just maintain our control and our balance and just keep doing what we do best.
You've had games at Galt. You've had games at Newtown. Has it been, obviously you have girls from both school districts in the cooperative agreement, but has it been pretty natural to make sure that both gyms kind of feel like a home court advantage?
Yeah, we try to do our best to make sure both gyms feel feel home. You know, we play two games at Newtown. This will be the last game we play here at Newtown and the rest at Galt. So, you know, we feel pretty comfortable in either gym.
And there's, you have the game tonight, and then you have the game at Northwestern and Mendon on Friday night, 6 o'clock. What sort of team do the Eagles have this year, Coach? You know much about them?
Oh, we know they're pretty good. You know, they're very balanced. We've seen about the same schedule. They've played a couple teams that we've played, so we kind of looked at those scores and see how we're going to match up. You know, they're a very balanced team. You know, nothing overly great, but they're not a bad team whatsoever. So we got to come in there to their place and play a great game.
You would be the first one to say too, and I'm checking the record here. Oh yeah, Northwestern's 8-3. So yeah, we'll talk about this Northwestern game a little bit because your team has established itself as a team that if it's going good, you have a really good team this year, Coach. But going on the road and trying to beat an 8-3 team, that's the sort of test that you want for this group right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been talking to the girls early on that, you know, we want to play really good teams. I mean, that's how we get better. That's how we establish normality against good teams. We know we can set the pace against teams we're better than. So the more high-level teams we face, the better for us moving forward.
How much of that mindset, because, you know, this Grundy girls group, at least last year, against teams that you're quote-unquote supposed to beat, you come out, you have confidence, you play well. And if it's a team that, you know, the Green Cities are old and some of the teams like that, that, you know, they're pretty good, you don't play as well. How big of a kind of roadblock is that mindset of, doesn't matter who we're playing, we're going to come out, we're going to play Panther basketball?
I mean, that's definitely been the mindset since the very beginning that we first started talking to the girls, that we're going to play our game no matter what. And, you know, we're blessed with to have a great team and kids come off the bench to play high-level basketball. So we are up there as a high-level caliber team. So we just got to convert our minds to have that same thinking.
And this week, you kind of got some non-conference tests. You got one more at Galt next week. Next Tuesday, you got Tyne Avalon at Galt. And then you have the makeup game with North Harrison on Wednesday. And you got a game at Mercer. That's going to be a big one coming up on Friday, the 24th of January. Coach Stillwell, appreciate the time. Good luck with your game tonight against Mormon Trail.
All right, thank you, sir.